Just given the schedule, any changes to your lineup tonight?
Don't know yet. Got to wait to see how a guy comes in.
Okay.
Decision after warm-up.
Okay. And did you have a guy get banged up yesterday?
Yep.
That's all we're getting?
That's all you're getting on that, yeah. Nothing. It's nothing major.
Okay. Do you have a theory on why your team has been so dangerous shorthanded to now tied for the league lead?
Just shorties? Good speed. You know, good transition speed off, change of possession. We've got a number of guys up front that can really skate. Evander Kane and Blake Wheeler are the poster childs for that. I mean, they get the puck on their stick. They can beat D, especially if you get a team that's running a forward on their back end. And they have the green light to make their place.
I was going to say, it's not a matter of those guys cheating. It's just their creation.
Oh, no. They don't cheat. I mean, absolutely not. That we're not leaving the zone. You're not seeing too many of these as the D take the puck and the forwards take off and we hit them long. Most of the times they get the puck underneath or side by the guy in the power play. There's no cheating on the kill for goals.
I know you've liked Evander's game overall. Yeah. What's it meant to get him going now?
Just to get him back. You know what I mean? He's dealt with things all year physically. Battles hard. He changes the way we look. You know, he's what we want to be. He's big, he's fast, and he hits hard. And we're a lot different looking team in the lineup when he's going.
You always talk about secondary scoring, and to have that now with three lines producing, that's a big boost, too.
You got to have it, especially on the road when they're going to put their best against your most offensive line. It's going to give the other line some opportunities, maybe, but they've got to be able to generate for sure.
What's the biggest challenge you face when a team has been sitting since Sunday and you guys have had such a taxing schedule?
Trying to control a little bit of the flow of the play. We've got to come out ready with our big push early. And then just managing the little details of the game. Your shift length can't be long. All those kind of things. We'd like to say we got to stay out of the penalty box, but that's not going to happen. So we just got to kill the ones we take. And, your margin for error just becomes a little finer. There's no change in your game. I mean, we never want to turn pucks over in the neutral zone. We want to finish every hit. We want to do all those things. It's just it's a little harder to do all of them. So you just got to be pretty darn mentally tough.
Planning to stay with Hutchinson then tonight on the rotation?
Hutch is going tonight, yeah.
Once you looked at how the game went last night, you were pretty focused on Pavlik, but I would imagine you would have focused on the rest of the team today. What did you see?
Well, I liked their first period. And then we were just a little slow on some reads, and they got some guys in behind us. They jumped their D an awful lot. That was a bit of a problem for us. A lot of their big chances came on the power play, but clearly they still had some good things. Just they had active D. We got a little puck focused at times, got a little straight legged at times, coming back into our end, didn't pick the guy up in behind that caused some problems. So we looked at that today.
You said the other day, I think you said it's not an excuse, it's a fact.
Yeah.
Are you guys tired?
Oh, I hope so. Six games in nine nights, it's not. We didn't deserve to win any of the games we did. We should be dragging our butts into this place, but still got to find a way to win it, you know? So it's all part of that learning process. Everybody gets, I don't know if everybody gets one of these, but they get pretty close to one of these. Toronto had that coming in ours. You know, they had that 4-5-7, and we saw the result. So we got to be ready for that because they're coming tonight.